There is this thing at the CIA called the asset acquisition cycle. It's four parts: spot, assess, develop, recruit. So if I bump into you at a party, immediately in my mind, I spot you at a party. I go up and say, "Hey, how are you? My name's John. I work at the American Embassy. What do you do?" I assess you based on your response. Now remember, in that position as a CIA officer, my question to myself is, what can this person do for me? What classified information can this person give me? And then if you do have classified information, I develop you, right? We become great friends. I take you to dinner. I take you to lunch. Our wives become friends. Maybe we go on vacation together. I give you expensive gifts. And then finally recruit, and you become a paid CIA asset. I do still find myself doing that today, but not in the way the CIA taught me. Not what can this person do for me. Like all of you, I'm very, very busy. And frankly, I don't want to be surrounded by assholes. I want to genuinely like the people that I hang out with or the people that I have contact with. Life's too short. I'm 61 years old. How much time do I have? I'm on the back side of my life here. I don't want to waste that time with people who aren't good human beings. And so, yeah, I use those skills that they taught me, not to determine if they have something that I want or need that they could provide, but whether, you know, I used to ask myself this question all the time, and now I ask it even more frequently. It's, would I want to have a beer with this person? And if I were down on my luck, would this person let me sleep on their couch for a night? I know that sounds kind of crazy, but that's actually the questions that I ask myself when I meet someone. You know, would I like to have a beer with this person? If the answer is no, move on. So yeah, it was valuable training, and I still use it every day.